You are on the lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton and the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Getting back on the lot on a soupy Thursday with Ward Gator from Vision Ford. My friend, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I am doing just fine. This is the day you look out the window. What's the old saying? Good weather if you're a duck?
Yeah,
something like that.
It is heavy and thick out there this morning.
It is. Well, it gets heavy and thick in here, too.
Absolutely.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yeah, I love this segment because, again, and I mentioned we all kind of get an education every time you come in and talk about just not just the things at Vision Ford, but the auto industry in and of itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Try and share a few things that we may not know or might be of interest. So it's a very fluid industry. So there's lots of changes, lots of unique good things coming our way. So it's every day is a fun day.
All right. And before we get rolling on this, you had an interesting question. Got me in gridlock right
now. Here we go, Bill. I got to ask you a question. Maybe your listeners can help you out, and we can deal with that towards the end of the segment here. But what car, the name of the vehicle, spelt the same frontwards and backwards? So all the letters stay in the order, but it gives you the same name. What? So I'm going to say Ford. But obviously Ford does not spell frontward and backward equal Ford.
Yeah.
So what car uses same letters frontwards and backwards, and it gives you the same name of the vehicle? So stew on that one and see if we'll give $100 to the first email that comes in that can answer that question before the segment's up.
Actually, I'm going to do something crazy today.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I'm going to open up the phone lines, folks.
All right.
I'm going to open up the phone lines because we both got headphones so we can hear this. So,
okay.
$100 to the first correct answer?
Yeah, absolutely.
The car name, same forward as backwards, kind of like the name Bob.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. Great analogy. So it's a car name.
Okay.
What would that be? Have some fun with it. Don't overthink it.
This is trivia after trivia early in the morning. So $100 going out. So first correct caller, 642-8488 is our number in here.
Absolutely. Vision Ford, you can stop by and pick it up later this morning if we get a lucky caller to come in and give us the answer.
All right. Is that Googleable?
Uh-oh.
Let's go to the phones, Ward. Hi, KBMW. You're on the lot with Ward. Do you have an answer?
Is it Civic?
No.
No.
It is not Civic. Good guess. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. $100 on the line here. Yeah. If you can call up and tell us what car is the same spelled forwards and backwards.
Absolutely. Kind of a fun thing, and I can see where everybody's going already, and I'm going to tell you it's a different path.
Okay.
The one I have in mind for everybody.
Do you have any clues that you can throw out, or are you just going to make this tough on all of us?
I will tell you it's not a model. Okay, Civic was a model.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a model.
It's not a model, and that's the only clue you can give us right now.
Right now.
Folks, 642-8488 if you want $100, if you can come up with the correct answer here. Hi, you're on the lot with Ward. Do you have an answer?
Is it a race car?
We got a winner, Bill. We got a winner.
We got a winner right here. Congratulations. Who are we talking with this morning?
Adam.
Adam, how did you know that? Did you have to Google?
When it wasn't model, I just thought type of car, maybe.
That was the clue that gave it away.
There we go. Congratulations.
All right, Adam. You could stop out to Vision Ford and pick up $100. That's easy money.
Absolutely. We'd love to see you come out anytime later this morning after we get off the air or this afternoon. It'd be great.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for the call, Adam, and congratulations. You're our winner.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Boy, what a great way to win $100 and have some fun. So we're going to do this more. We're going to open up phone lines to people and get them talking.
Yeah, sounds great. You know, speaking of the weather, when we first got going here, I was driving in this morning. I come from the south side of Fargo every morning, and it was just torrential rain coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And all I could think about is, and I'm driving a gas pickup right now, that I actually need gas. It showed 50 miles when I left town, and I'm like, oh boy.
Oh man.
Here we go. I got to meet Bill, and I got to get to the dealership first. I don't have time for this, but boy, if I could have charged that home last night, filled it up, so to speak, and been off and running. Again, I just want to keep educating people. I'm not here to convince, but man, what benefits. It's just amazing the amount of benefits there are for everybody today.
Right.
And I want to repeat, I used to talk to my team all the time. We're always thinking, like, who would be a candidate to buy an electric vehicle? And we made that dramatic swing a little over a week ago. It's like, really, who isn't a candidate for electric vehicle?
Everybody.
And, you know, there's exceptions to every rule.
Well, right. But
everybody,
you know,
really is. And even in the dealership, we're having more conversations of people that, you know, want to consider buying an EV. We've certainly had a number of them that already have done it. We do a program there for our employees that I actually give them allotment to buy a new Ford from me. So good and bad, actually, most of them are driving new Fords. So it's kind of hard to get them to shift out of that one into an electric vehicle. But it's fun because we're having a lot of conversations and realizing that truly everybody is a candidate. Even my sister, I was talking, they took their daughter down to Arizona for start college, and they're driving back, called me from Wisconsin, and they were just kind of bouncing around, taking their time on the way back, not taking a straight route, and having some fun. And she started asking me about them.
Yeah.
Because they have three kids, so the kids are leaving the nest, so to speak, and moving on to college in different areas, and she's driving an Expedition. And she brought up, you know, maybe I should look at a Mach-E, because she goes to the lake. Her lake cabin's about 2 hours away in Walker, Minnesota. But you can easily get there, plugging in if need be, and get yourself home again easily and enjoy it the whole time without any stress. So it's really starting to get some momentum. It's fun to see that, and it's fun to see everybody considering it without me out, you know, hey, have you thought about this? So
sure,
it's fun. We're making some great headway, and Ford Motor Company is really standing behind it again, which is making it super fun to be part of that team.
Well, and again, you and I talk about common sense an awful lot, and with these EVs, it's all about common sense, because between here and Walker, it'll probably tell you where you can find a charging station just in case. Like,
yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
Here's your gas station. No, here's your charging station. It's that easy.
Well, and it's getting to the point where even I can see that the charging stations are in similar location as a convenience store gas station situation. Now, there's not as many selection.
Yeah.
But as far as the points go, the access, you're seeing it grow exponentially. Again, I noticed in Shields and Fargo, boy, they must have put up 10 or 11 of these high-speed chargers in their parking lot.
Wow.
And for them to do that, obviously they're convinced it's a real benefit for them to have them, because it's going to draw people in. You want to get a quick charge, come in and shop for a while. It's growing. There's no doubt about it.
That's kind of a leap of faith when people do that, when businesses and stores do that. It's a leap of faith into the EV world.
It really is. And I think they're forward thinking, whoever's doing it. I travel a fair amount for work, and I see it at a lot of hotels. And I've seen it that way for 4 or 5 years at least. But it's growing, again, we'll use the word exponentially, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of momentum there. If they had them, they're adding more. And the real fun thing about it, again, my sister brought it up, and she mentioned, you know, the chargers are always in the best spots.
Yeah.
They're always right up front by the door.
By the door, yes. I've noticed that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Another little benefit that you might as well take advantage of, no matter where you're at. So, yeah, it's a crazy fun world right now.
Another awesome perk. Hey, you wanted to follow up on the Lincolns too.
Yes.
We talked about that on Tuesday.
We got a little conversation going there. But we have got some exciting news. We can order the new Navigator, brand new for 25 in October, and you'll be able to receive that in the first quarter of next year. And it's just amazing what they've done. We kind of laughed a little bit about the flashing light in the front for some of the
Knight Rider thing.
The people in our era and time frame. But I've just been researching a lot. We're finally getting a little information from the manufacturer, and they've just done everything right on that vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring it up all the time, common sense, simplicity. This vehicle just took all the little things and made it make sense. you always wonder, well, why do they do that? Boy, they removed a lot of them this time. Everything from the tailgate. You know, we live and die through tailgates for some reason between SUVs and pickup trucks. It's the hottest topic in the industry, which I still haven't figured out. But it's of high value to a lot of people, so they've redesigned it and made something incredibly unique. It's so unique.
Well, and I love the paradox to it because the quality keeps improving.
Yes.
You know, and keeps going up while all of that seems to drop and they seem to cut things up, but it doesn't impede the quality.
No. And what's fun is we're seeing, you and I talk a lot about the electric vehicle world, and we're seeing the internal combustion vehicles, they're connected. They've been connected for quite a while. So they're connected through your Wi-Fi, and they're able to do a lot of repairs on their own. Because what we see today, they're so high tech, it's not necessarily a part failure. You'd be amazed how many actual networks. In your business here, you have a Wi-Fi network. It's every business has that network there. Vehicles have the same thing. Some of it's wired, some of it's not. So it's truly a Wi-Fi network. And it's technology. It just needs a little love and a little update once in a while.
Sure.
And they can do it on their own now. So that is improving every model year, and actually through the model year, they make great improvements too.
Exciting stuff.
It's amazing.
We are on the lot with Ward Cater from Vision Ford. Ward, quickly, what about the mobile service that you got going right now? Let's touch on that.
So mobile service is really a cutting-edge thought. It's taking what's kind of been out there in the rest of the world and bring it to the automobile environment, meaning we come to you for free. We don't charge to show up at your home or work or at your lake house or wherever you're at. Campground. Recently, we had a big HVAC company commit to work with us, and they said, hey, our vans sit out at the job site. They might be there for a month. We might have five or six of them there. Would you go there? And we're like, yeah, absolutely, because they're down, but yet they're utilized, and it allows them to get maintenance done on their vehicles while they're not in high demand.
Okay.
They're kind of storage facilities at that point. So there's a lot of real benefits, not just to businesses, but a lot for a business environment. But to individuals, we have so little time, and we will show up here at the radio station for you and do it in a very environmentally friendly fashion. We have all the equipment and everything to make sure it is environmentally safe and protect the environment. And we can also come to your home, to your lake house. I mean, literally, we will come to you, and it's just, you need to try it. It's so simple. The team is doing a great job. We have incredibly positive response, reviews, surveys, everything about the concept.
Right.
People love it. It just takes pressure off on something that's just a required evil. Plus, you need to maintain it.
That's true. And your team, to call them enthused about this would probably be an understatement. They're pretty jacked up about mobile service.
Yeah, I think they're very proud, and they do a great job at what they do. And I talk about with my friends, and it's a poor analogy, but it's a reality for me. I just don't like to eat.
Yeah.
Now, if you look at me, you wouldn't know that, but I just don't like to take time to eat, but I need to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we have drive up, we have delivery, we have all kinds of options to get our food. And that's really where the automobile industry is going. We're trying to give you options. There's certainly people who want to come to the dealership and sit in the lounge and maybe take a mental time out and read something on their phone or watch.
You do have a nice lounge out there. I will say that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's there for you. We aren't trying to get rid of that. We just want to give you another option to give some time back to you.
Right. And that's, you know, we've talked about time crunch and time budget, and that definitely helps. So what is our topic going to be next Tuesday?
You know, Bill, let's reach out to your listeners. How can I help them? What do you think they might have? If they have an idea, maybe you can give out your email address here at the studio again. Get some ideas, because I want to make this really beneficial to everybody. Certainly, I'm proud to represent Vision Ford Lincoln, but we also want to make it as helpful as we can to the community and to your listeners. So if there's an idea out there, otherwise we'll for sure have some fun, and maybe we'll try a little trivia again.
Yeah, get back on the phones here. Folks, text me those questions, please, or email me those questions at studio@kbmwnews.com. Any questions, any recommendations, any advice, complaints, Ward Cater is going to field all of those for
you. We're going to do what we can for you.
Right. Again, that's studio@kbmwnews.com. You have a great weekend, my friend.
I will. I appreciate it. I hope all your listeners do also.
All right. Ward Cater in from Vision Ford.
You have been on the lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton. On the lot with Ward, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:40 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Jamie Dickerman with Market Updates. Well, we're looking at corn lower this morning and tight range-bound trade that's seeing the December contract struggle to break significantly above that $4 mark. Results from the Pro Farmer Tour have offered some support as their yield estimates have come in slightly lower than the USDA estimates. Rain chances improving in Illinois and Iowa over the